Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You don't do what you do. Show the world your gifts. Show the world all your hard work. They strapped up all day.
Jalen Johnson, the no.
Jalen Johnson.
Jalen is a premier player.
Starting cornerback for your Chicago Bears.
Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, he's nice too, boy. He nice with it.
Oh yeah.
Two-time Pro Bowl selection.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson. Johnson, untouched for the touchdown.
2023 All-Pro.
Problem was he threw that. The one guy you don't want to go attacking man-to-man, Jalen Johnson.
Well, and it's a little bit of the Deion Sanders effect when you're playing opposite of Jalen Johnson.
Takes you inside the locker room after every Bears game.
Goff at third and 10, it's dropped. St. Brown, Johnson may have gotten a piece of it.
Jared Goff going to his main man, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and there is Jalen Johnson, gets just enough on it. Amon-Ra had both hands on it. Ends up with the incompletion, a pass breakup from Jalen Johnson, and unfortunately, Jalen is still on the ground.
Jalen Johnson with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Getting ready to check in with Jalen Johnson. He's going to join us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com. As you can imagine, probably a rough day for Jalen, considering the team got destroyed. And he's likely out for the rest of the season.
Man, we'll give him a chance to speak on that as he sees fit. Pleased to be resuming our relationship with him. That play that you heard Jonathan Vilma break down, man, was like, oh, here we go. Jalen on Amon-Ra making a great play. And you're like, well, whatever happened earlier, at least here he is now on that man. But then with no Jalen, Amon-Ra found himself with a lot of room and a lot of comfort and three touchdowns.
Yeah, it was a really good day for Detroit's offense. Not a great day for the Bears' defense. And now Jalen joins us here on The Score. Jalen, thanks for joining us. What can you tell us about your injury and whether or not we will see you play for the rest of the year?
So my injury is kind of complex, I'd say. Of course, as I've spoken to before, I partially tore my adductor off my pelvic bone. So pretty much with that being a groin injury, there's a lot that goes into the groin area. Of course, you have your leg, your hip flexors, you have your adductors, things like that. And then you also, and that's from like your leg side going into that pelvic bone connection. And then from the other side, you have your core muscle. That's where, like, you have your psoas and all your other core muscles and things like that that attach to that pelvic bone as well. So I know when I first tore my adductor off of my pelvic bone, that in itself was – it sounds worse than what it really is. I know that's part of the operation or surgery they do when they repair, like, sports hernias and things like that. Of course, it was painful and you got to rehab it or whatever and get it back strong. But for me now, I feel like with that being the case, I feel like the other side of the top part of it was compromised. And now that's kind of what is affected now. So I think it's kind of just everything as a whole in that whole region just needs to get, I would say, repaired and kind of just trying to figure out where I want to go from there. Of course, through time, trying to see what's the best option, who's the best option, what that looks like, the timelines and things like that. So I'm kind of all trying to figure it out myself.
So when you think about the idea of doing surgery, like, do you talk to other players that maybe mm-hmm. have done something similar and who they would recommend if that's the choice that you make?
Yeah, for sure. I think as far as guys in the NFL, we all kind of go to the same people. So, I mean, I've talked to some guys with the Bears, talked to some other guys outside the building, of course, and just trying to see who knows what and who knows who at the end of the day. So, I mean, I've gotten a lot of good recommendations. I've gotten some guys that – or a guy that has done a lot of players that have the same injury as myself. So I'm just going to really dive into that, dive into some other opinions, and really just try to make the best decision.
Jalen, are you bummed out? We're bummed out. Like, you know, how you feel at this moment to have your season in jeopardy?
How do I feel? Honestly, I'm still.
Oh, we lost him. Right? That is the
universal sign for we just disconnected with someone. He didn't want to talk about feelings.
He
wanted to talk about hospital procedures.
I think he does.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel at home.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on The Score.
Now that we have gone lo-fi with the... Because we like to go hi-fi. People like to see Jalen, like... But since we've got technical issues, we had to go back old school sports radio and just get him on the phone. So Jalen Johnson is here. Speaks, you were asking, Jalen.
How are you bummed out? Or what's your state of mind right now about this injury, Jay?
You know, I think overall I'm in a positive space. I think, of course, when you put in so much time, put in so much effort, of course it hurts when you looking pretty much for your season to be ended. And it's not ideal. I put in an extreme amount of work and preparation, but I feel like, too, at the same time, is I never question why God is doing something. I think for me it's just committed to that, and I think there's ample opportunity for me to fall into the wrong mental space, and I won't do anything but besides hurt me, hurt my family, hurt my future, hurt my team. So for me, I'm just really focused on what's right now in the moment, and right now I'm being taken away from the game for a little bit. So whatever that looks like, I just have to really recommit, find myself in a different way, and then really just keep going from there and attack each and everything, whether that's rehab, post-surgery, or not post-surgery, whatever it looks like. I just got to continue to push myself and get better.
That's kind of the advanced self-awareness we've come to know in our conversations through the years, man. Can we go backwards for a second? How did it happen? Was it just like normal football-related workouts for you in the off season?
Oh, you're talking about the first one? Yeah, I was just doing releases with some receivers. So, I mean, again, I did it on, I think, Monday before we had a report. I'm not sure. It might have been like the 14th, 15th or something like that, before we had a report in July. Just doing really routine releases. I mean, I was doing them pretty much all off season. And then even beforehand, I did one a few reps before that, and we were doing like four or five back-to-backs. So I had just did one, and then I was on my second one, and then I just was playing defense, and sure enough, I felt the pop, and then it was done. It kind of happened that quick.
And then what a lot of people are wondering, like, were you 100%? Were you ready this past week, or was it, do you feel like you tried to rush it a little bit, or the team tried to rush it, that kind of thing?
Nah, I wouldn't say there was any rushing involved. I think it was definitely a sense of urgency, I would say, to get back, but definitely no rushing and doing anything reckless. But I would just say I felt comfortable playing. I mean, I know if I didn't feel comfortable, I wouldn't have played no matter what anybody was saying. But I think for me, I definitely pushed myself good enough. I felt strong. I felt really good during practice. Of course, there was some soreness and things like that. But to me, I mean, that comes with increasing the volume and things like that. So really heading into the game, I felt really good. I wouldn't take the decision back to playing the game.
Going back to like this team being put together, the coaching staff being put together, knowing that you were going to get out there and play yesterday, what was exciting you about playing with Dennis Allen?
In what regards?
Like, as a player, like what about what he does defensively suited you as a player and had you wanting to be back on that field?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I wanted to be on the field no matter who's the damn coach. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to answer from that perspective. But I would definitely say just having opportunities to make plays. Of course, I think being put in more coverage situation where you got to cover your guy, where you have to match certain things, even on the third down, being put in position to be able to play certain routes, jump and undercut routes like that. I think it's the creativity that I would say draws you to wanting to play in the defense, for sure. I think for me too, being able to see the plays and see certain things where it's like, okay, I can see how that's going to translate in the game. Definitely would have wanted more opportunities under that style of defense, under that style of play calling. But again, it didn't work out, but there's definitely plenty of ample opportunities to make plays in this defense.
At one point you were blitzing and Tyreek was on Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm not going to lie, a lot of us on the couch, because we know a lot of stuff on the couch, man. We're smart as hell. We're like, why isn't Jalen on Amon-Ra St. Brown? Like, we've talked about traveling with the number one wide receiver before. Was that the plan at all yesterday or no?
No, that wasn't the plan. I think, too, I mean, on that one, we were running like a simulated cover two. So, I mean, Tariq was in the half. It wasn't like a man-to-man situation either way on that. But I think it was just for us, just trying to get comfortable. Because, I mean, again, I've only had 1 week of practice. And even then, it was a shorter week off the Monday night. So, I mean, we really only had two practices. So, kind of just trying to keep it regular as far as just play one side and go from there. And then throughout the season, throughout time, and getting familiar and letting me get really my bearings as far as playing with this defense, playing in football game. Anyway, that was my first time even playing in full pads. I mean, I had to go take my full pads and go hit a dang one-man sled to try to get prepared for the physical side of it. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors that went into the decision to just stay in left and right.
I know that you're worried about you, as you should be, because any time that you have to face a decision of rehab or surgery, like, that's hard. I am wondering what you think that the defense overall could do better, and what did Detroit do well yesterday that put them that far ahead of you guys?
Oh, what can we do better? I honestly think it's just more so of just focusing on what we got to do. And I think as simple as that may sound, I feel like when you get out there and the guns are blazing and you're trying to make plays and things aren't going a certain way and it's like you want to do this and do that, it's like that's at that time, that's where you got to fight the urge to try to go force a play and make a play. And it's just, let me just do my job and do my assignment. And I feel like all the big plays, as we went over it, all the big plays weren't really just, I would say, like, good calls or anything like that on their end. And at the time, it feels like, dang, they got our number. But it's like, nah, we got our own number. Like, we're not guarding the people we're supposed to guard. We're not connecting to routes that we're supposed to connect to. We're not communicating who's doing what, who's taking who on certain motions. We're not lined up in the right spots. And they capitalized and beat us on all of those things that we messed up on. So, I mean, I think it was good on their end for sure for capitalizing on our mistakes, but it was really bad ball on our end throughout that game.
Man, yeah, it's interesting because you try to figure out from our spot, like, what's coaching, what's the injuries, what's communication, like how much is on the players, how much is on the players, because that's a rough defensive effort overall. In fact, it's the roughest one ever. Did you know that, Jay? It's
I was about to say, I know that was the worst one since I've been here.
Yeah. Well, by average yards per play, 8.81 yards per play.
Like 8 something, yeah.
Yeah. It's the highest average the Bears have allowed in franchise history. It's crazy.
God dang. I didn't know that.
I know. So it's like, so how much of that is on the players is what we're trying to figure out, you know?
I would say a lot of it was on us, honestly speaking. I think it was probably, of course, I mean, it's never going to be a perfect game, but I thought there was probably two, maybe three calls that DA probably would have wanted back. But, I mean, for the most part, it was just us not doing what we're supposed to do. And I feel like, and that was the thing, too, with us. It's like, it's not about them catching the ball. I think it's more so how it looks, or it's not them getting certain yardage. It's just more so about how it looks. And it's like, if we can just, I don't even want to say do our job because that sounds so, like, simple, but it's like if we can just focus on our guy, because, I mean, every time you line up, you have a guy that you're supposed to read, you have a guy that you're supposed to guard, you have a guy you're supposed to attach to and things like that. So it's like if we can just focus really on that better in the moment and not trying to go force things and make things happen, it's like just worry about what you got. If we're in man, just worry about your guy in man. If we're in zone, just worry about a guy that comes to you and things like that. It was really, really simple from that way. But in the moment, a lot of guys trying to do things outside of themselves.
What's your opinion on whether or not a hurt player should be around the facility?
A hurt player should be around.
Like, if you go on IR, are you okay with, or do you want to be in the facility, or is it better for you to stay away?
I'm never going to say it's better for me not to be involved. So I think there's definitely value that I can always add, but I think too it depends on the situation and being on IR. I think, of course, if you're looking to return back in 5 weeks, then I think you should definitely be in the building because, again, your time's coming. You need that time to continue to learn a playbook and things like that. I feel like situation where the season might be ending, I think it's almost best for that player to then go do what they need to do to get healthy, to get back right. And then also to that same extent, there's also that thing of helping the mentality of being there to help the team and help the room in whatever way you can. So I think everybody's situation is different. Everybody's impact is different. So, I mean, there's plenty of reasons why you would want a guy there, and there's plenty of reasons why you may want him to take that time to himself.
Yeah, it's an understandable answer. I mean, sort of to recap from the beginning and kind of what you sort of alluded to, it's a short IR stint is possible and out for the season is possible, right? Both those options are still on the table, depending on what you and the doctors decide to do?
I would say so. I feel like it's kind of tricky right now to honestly give a definitive answer, but I would definitely say trying to figure out what's the best move long-term, because, I mean, I feel like you don't want it to keep happening. Of course, rehab and did all that for 8 weeks and came back and played a quarter and a half and something happened. So, I mean, now that there's more damage to an area, it's like how much do you want to try to push through before you go get it? And then I feel like even if it does work until November and then I get hurt now, it's like pushing surgery back until November, December. I mean, there's plenty of things that you can try to do. And, I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. I think it's just really what's in the best interest, first and foremost, for myself and then for the team after that.
You've always been such a team guy. Is it hard to be in a place where you might have to make a decision that's primarily a Jalen decision instead of a Bears decision?
I wouldn't even say that this is that. I mean, sure, it's not like I don't have damage done to my body. Like, I haven't had muscles and ligaments already damaged and messed up. So, I mean, I wouldn't even say it's a Jalen decision per se. I think, too, I mean, I don't want to get out there in the game and I'm hurting the team because I can't play the way that everybody knows I can play. So I don't think it's just as simple as a Jalen decision. I think it, of course, starts with me because it's my body, of course. But at the end of the day, the Bears invested a lot in me, and they want to get their return. And I know they can't get all of their return with a hurt Jalen. So
yeah.
I think for everybody's sake, it's best for me to get whatever it needs fixed or figure out the best way to get it fixed and then go from there. So there's longevity in their investment in my productivity.
Yeah, it was categorized as a new injury, and I think you answered it at the top. It's complex. Like, it's a different part of the groin that got hurt. So maybe it was the bottom, now it's the top. So it is technically new, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think in hindsight, when I did it, it kind of felt the same. But as kind of the pain meds wore off, I wasn't on the tour at all and things like that. It was like, nah, this feels a little different. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely not the same thing, same area, same things affected, but it's definitely a different area.
Is J.J. McCarthy any good? He looked bad last night. Looked good last week against us. We're trying to figure that out, Jalen.
He looked good for one quarter. So, I mean, he's trying to get back to that fourth quarter, J.J., and throughout all the quarters. So, I mean, I think just overall, there's learning pains and things like that. I mean, there's plenty of guys that went through it. I don't want him to be good of course, for selfish reasons, but I'm sure he'll find a way to be successful in some way, shape, or form.
Jalen, we appreciate you. Get better. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, indeed. You guys have a good one. Good talking to you.
You too.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.